This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Each year, churches in the Foursquare denomination are required to review their annual report with their congregations. It is this week when we look back upon the past year and reflect upon what God has done through New Hope East Hawaii. This message was delivered on September 16th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Please do great works with it. And we also ask you to bless the message that Pastor Scott is going to give to us today. We just give you all the thanks and praises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, James and Jennifer. Woo. Good morning, New Hope. Go ahead, ushers. Hey, if you guys don't mind, and it is totally up to you, but at the end of service, I hope it's okay if you guys want to give to disaster relief for Hurricane Florence and Typhoon, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, the one just went over the Philippines, because I know we have family and friends at the Philippines and on the East Coast. So at the end of service, we Foursquare is sending people out. We have what we call FDR Foursquare Disaster Relief, and they go. And so if you guys want to give to any of those, we're going to take an offering after service if you want to give. And if you cannot give, I understand, just I ask that you would pray for these two areas. And so we designate which relief you want to go to, either Hurricane Florence or Typhoon Mangkhut, however you pronounce it. I'm sorry for my pronunciation, but something like that, right? And they got both sides got slammed pretty bad. And we know we got slammed by hurricanes and stuff like that, and we know what it's like. So if you do want to give at the end of service, we will do that for those who God put on their heart that they want to give. Amen? Well, good morning and welcome to New Hope East Hawaii. Well, Pastor Aaron, he did a wonderful job last week, about being right. Because, you can be so right, but so wrong. How many times I've been there? I've been so right with my wife, but so wrong the way I talk to her. And how many times Pastor Dennis would pull my ear and tell me, you better go say sorry to your wife. Then why? Because the way you talk to her. What? So? And he keeps me accountable. He makes sure I talk to my wife. Oh, hi, honey. How are you? And if I say, what you like? Oh, he quick to grab my ear and give it a yank and say, go apologize now. And sometimes like, why? Because. And so, Christy, go tell him thank you later on. Well, I love this church, You guys are so wonderful. Hey, yesterday, we had a great softball game in the rain. We played like the best team in the league. And we had them we lost by one run. I tell you what, if I played, we would have lost by five. And we had just enough people so that everybody could play and I could stay in the dugout dry away from the rain. I can hear them now. Scott, give me your man card. Yeah. But man, it was such a great game. They did so well. And Johnny, our ukulele player, he's on first base, right? And I swear every ball that they threw to him was low in the dirt. And he was on his knees catching the ball. And I said, Johnny, they're trying to make you pray more on your knees, I think. But part of this church, part of this fellowship, we get to play softball together. We get to play basketball. We get to play volleyball. We get to go fishing. We get to do so many things together. And it's so much fun. I mean, last year, softball, we took first and second place. Basketball, we took first and second place. Volleyball, we took second place. And this is a little church compared to the rest of them out there. But we compete. Yeah? I think a lot of us have that competitive, you know, like, even though it's for fun, we just want to win. It's like that instinct in us. And I don't know where it comes from. Probably not me, huh? You think. Well, today we have a message and we have our membership. Our bylaws state that every year we need to do this. So we do this to be accountable to you and to be accountable to our denomination. So we're going to talk about membership. Membership has its benefits and belonging to the kingdom of God. You know, I was reading the Bible the other day, and I came across this scripture in Revelation 9, and it was very interesting. And it was talking about he opened up the bottomless pit in Revelation 9, starting in verse 2. Smoke went out of the pit like smoke from a great furnace. The sun was darkened, and then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and the power was given to them as scorpions of the earth to have power. And so this in verse 4, this is what I got. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree. And they were so, even especially those who had the seal of God on their foreheads. And I thought, what is that? You know, because I only read about the mark of the beast, but the seal of God. And it's like, what is the seal of God? And I was thinking, like, what is this? So I kind of looked, and I believe I came to the conclusion the seal of God is the Holy Spirit in us. And it's like, oh, that's a benefit, man, to the kingdom, having that seal so that we won't get hurt. And I was like, wow, that is so good. In Revelation 20:15, it's not in your bulletin, but this is part of being belonging to the kingdom. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So if you're not in the kingdom, man, you're thrown into the lake of fire. And a lot of people have attempted to find scripture ways to avoid the doctrine of eternal punishment, as far as the biblical revelation is concerned. There is only two destinies for human souls. One of them is to be with the Lord forever. And the other one is to be separated from God in the lake of fire. Benefits of belonging to the kingdom is being with the Lord forever. That's a great benefit, amen? I mean, I don't want to be separated from God forever. That's like torment. And then another benefit, and if you have your Bible, Revelation 21, a description of the new heaven and the new earth. And he talks about that. In Revelation 21:4, this is what it will be like. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. So belonging to the kingdom has tremendous, tremendous benefits. And one of the best, greatest benefits, number one, is eternal life. Because we are going to live beyond here, either with God or without God. And I hate to see any of you live forever without God, because that's not a place to be. And I explained that when I did my mother's funeral a few weeks ago. I talked to all my relatives who were there and family and friends, and I told them, whether I get there before you or after you, I would like to see you there. Benefits of belonging to the kingdom, eternal life. John 3:36, anyone who believes in God, Son, has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. Jesus says those who believe in him have eternal life. And to receive eternal life is to join our lives with God's, which by nature is eternal. Eternal life begins the moment of spiritual rebirth, the moment we say yes to invite Jesus into our life. Number two, abundant life, which some of you are enjoying now. You know, if you plant the right seeds, get the right things, and obey His voice, His commands, you get to experience an abundant life. John 10:10, the second half, Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. See, God didn't come here to give us a mediocre life. Kind of like, how's your life? So-so. Every morning when I see Johnny Mae, how's life? Wonderful. I know she's enjoying abundance in her life. Some people, you know, you just, how are you doing? Wonderful, terrific. I cannot complain. I got God's grace. No matter how sometimes difficulty life may be, God gives me blessings. He doesn't give me what I deserve. If I got what I deserve, boy, I'd be like the dust on the ground out there someplace. Somebody would be stepping on me. Yeah. So in contrast to the thief, which is in John 10:10, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Jesus came to give us abundant life, abundant, overflowing, full of joy, peace. Wouldn't you like that? Ever since I came to walk with the Lord, He has blessed me with this abundance. And no matter what I go through, there's peace and there's joy. Why? Because my joy comes from the Lord, not from my circumstances. If I was to depend on circumstances for my joy, there would be none. Because things happen around. People cut you off in traffic. People drive slow in front of you. People take your parking stall. People dent your cars. They do. And if my joy depended on how clean or how scratch-free my car was, I'd be angry. I'd be disappointed. But I put my joy is dependent on my relationship with God. So if I don't do my devotions for 1 week, you know I would be grumpy, grouchy, and critical, and probably you call me a hypocrite. But that's what it would be like. So the benefits of belonging to God's kingdom, eternal life and abundant life. Some of you may say, well, that's great. How do I get it? How do I get this benefit? Anybody interested? Yeah. Okay. You just get to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And then follow Him. Read the Bible, listen to what He says, and obey. And if you don't know how, we as a family, if you had younger siblings and you had to help teach them how to eat, how to walk, that's what we do. As a family, we teach you and we help you walk with the Lord. We have classes during the week, Sunday mornings. We have devotional groups that meet. You are welcome to come and join, or even I'll show you how to start your own. Just sitting down and reading the Bible together for 15, 20 minutes. That's it. And we keep each other accountable. That's the benefit of the kingdom. So I am going to stop right here. And we're going to pray. And we're going to ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. And for those of you who never did that before, if you just say this prayer, you're in. That is, you are in. You don't got to pay $1,000 membership to a church. You don't got to jump through hoops or walk on hot coals or, you know, do stuff like that. I'm not going to make you come up here and stand on your head or, you know, you just ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit comes into your life. You have the seal of God. You have eternal life. The abundant life comes when you start obeying God and doing His will. But bow your heads and pray with me now. Close your eyes, bow your heads. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you back there. Anybody else? Hold up a hand. You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. We thank you so much for those who have said yes. And I pray that you would use New Hope East Hawaii as a tool to help them grow, that they would learn to follow you, to walk with you, and to get that abundant life that is a benefit to belonging to your kingdom. We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to talk about benefits of belonging to New Hope East Hawaii. One of them is Sunday morning. You get to sit down and hear great messages from great people like Pastor Aaron, our brother Frank, our brother John. After service, you get some good food, man. We got some of the best cooks here, right? Yes. I mean, yeah, we do. And it's a wonderful part of this ministry. For me, I love watching and helping with the softball, the basketball, the volleyball. I mean, that is just a great benefit of belonging to this fellowship. I mean, I would tell you that going to the women's ministry is great, but, you know, I'm just not a woman, so I cannot go. You know, they don't even invite me to taste the food. Sometimes they save some leftovers for me, which is really terrific. But I know from what I hear, they have a wonderful time. We have a wonderful women's ministry. We have a wonderful men's ministry, which we love to get together early Saturday. I know some of the guys was here yesterday. Sorry, but second and fourth Saturday. And we have great food, great message, great fellowship, great worship. And every fifth Sunday, the men get to come up here and sing. And we have developed a bond, us men. So we have people in the church we can call on as our friends to help us do things, to pray with and when we're in trouble. And that's the thing I love about this church. You know, I read about some pastors who they don't develop relationships with people in their church. And I shake my head and thought, why not? If I had to come here and preach each Sunday without having a relationship with you, that would be just no fun at all, man. I like hanging out with you. I like picking on you in my sermons. So if you ever come fishing with me, watch out. You are fair game. Yes, I will talk about you one day in my message. And that's fun. So part of belonging to New Hope East Hawaii, the benefits is number one, fellowship. Fellowship. We get to gather together, hang out, talk story. We get to play softball together. We go fishing. We go camping. We do many things together. And, you know, you can do that outside with people who are not part of this church. And that's fine and dandy. But, man, when we're together as a family, as brothers in Christ, brothers, sisters in Christ, and we do things together, I think it has a greater benefit because we're both kingdom-minded and we both worship the same God and we have so much in common. And it's not about just fishing or playing softball, but it's encouraging. It's praying for one another. It's building each other up. And that is such a great benefit to belonging to this fellowship. In Acts 2:44, they were so united, the first church. It was amazing. It says, and all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. Man, we have all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, That's my part. Going and eating food from house to house, tasting all those things that you cook. That's why the doctor put me on medication, because of you. Pastor, try this. I made this. And you know how I could tell you no, right? Have this cupcake. I made this. You're right. Have this brownie. You're right. I am going to eat it. I'm sorry, doctor, but hey, you put me on medication because of the people in my church. They love me so much, they feed me. Thank you, family. They went from house to house, breaking bread, house to house. They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. I love that. It's my two favorite things is eating and hanging out. They did that back then, and we do that now. Isn't that great? I love it. We have the best fellowship here. The thing is, I think we get more when we hang out after church, after service, and hang out and eat, than we do just sitting here. Because I get to sit with you, talk to you, find out what you do, what I need to pray for, and I enjoy it. That's why you don't see me eating too much. You maybe see me sneaking a cupcake or something after church. But I go from table to table because I try to get as much of you in to talk with you after service as I can. Because I know your time is valuable. So I try to do that. And number two, we get encouragement. How many of you could use a word of encouragement? I mean, we get encouragement. We get prayer. We get a great big hug, a high five. We get to have coffee with people who genuinely care about each other. We get to worship together. And that's the great thing, because one day when we get to heaven, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be in heaven together, worshiping the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. I think next month is National Back to Church Month. So if you know somebody who stopped meeting together, go find them. Look for them. Hunt them down. Really. And to the point where they say, what, are you stalking me? Tell, yes, I am. Trying to get you back to the fellowship so that you can receive love and encouragement. Because that's what we do here. Amen. You know, I go to some of your workplaces, and I realize that you guys work in some hostile places. I hear the language, and I think, oh my goodness, you got to put up with that pervertedness all day long, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Whew, that is difficult. Sometimes when you work for the church, you're like in a cocoon, because, you know, when you're at church, you don't hear the cussing. The pervertedness of the guys, how they talk. That used to be me, by the way. And you get bombarded with that all day. And it's like, oh, how do you put up with that? And, man, I say, that's when you really need to read your Bible every day so that you know how to deal with those things. So, look for them. Look for those who you don't see in church anymore. Go find them. Bring them here. At New Hope East Hawaii, membership has its benefits. Now, membership of New Hope East Hawaii. I'm not going to make you fill out a paper, but if you desire to fill out a paper with your name, your address, your phone number, your birth date, your siblings, and everything, there is a form on that table. We have like over 100 of them there. Every year I get some turned in because you guys want to be a part of it. And I'm not saying that even if you sign up, yeah, you're a member. If you don't sign up, I consider you a member. If you're part of this fellowship, you give here, you serve here, you come and eat here, you're part of our family. And that's it. And then there's another paper on our greeting table that states our doctrine, our mission, our creeds, written by our founder, Amy Semple McPherson. And it's on that table. It gives, it tells you what we believe in at New Hope East Hawaii, being part of, we're part of the Four Square family. So it's on the table. And I ask that you grab one and you look at it and you go over it. And if you can agree with that and you say, yeah, then, you know, you belong here. So in our Four Square bylaws, in section 13.5.10, it tells us that every year we need to inform you of what is going on. And we need to give you at least 2 weeks' notice. So we gave you like 3 or 4 weeks' notice. And it says, the pastor shall call an annual meeting, and all the elective officers shall be chosen at this meeting by a majority of the members present. Annual numerical, spiritual, and financial reports may also be presented. So here it is, and it's in your bulletin, part of it anyway. This is an account of what happened in 2017. In 2017, here at New Hope East Hawaii, we saw an average church attendance of 156 people on Sunday. Now, remember, this was this year we sent out J-Win, so that doesn't count. But we saw 156 people on an average, 74 first-time decisions for Christ, and 19 water baptisms. That's all part of our family. In 2017, our total income was $193,808. You might want to write that down. Okay. Of that $193,808, our tithable income was $189,851. What that is out of that $193,000, there were some people who gave an offering and they designated to a ministry, to disaster relief, to missions. So we don't pay a tithe. We pay a tithe to a national church office because they take care of all the paperwork for us, our licensing, and they do all that. So they have a staff that they got to pay. So we give 10% to them. So that's the tithe. Okay? And so of the other income that's... some of them came from men's tithe rebate, interest earned, fundraisers, and other designated offering. Of that expenses, $18,620, or 9.8%, went to a national church office. You may say, well, what happened to the 10%? Why is it 9.8? So this is how it works. December's income comes in. We pay our tithe for December in January. January tied in February, so we're kind of 1 month a little bit off. So it comes out 9.8 when it's actually probably just slightly over 10%, because whenever we pay a tithe, we round up instead of down, because I rather give more than less. So 9.8% went to a national church office. 4,927, or 2.26, went to missions. And as I was looking at that, and I said, God spoke to me, said, we can improve on our missions giving. We take a missions offering every fifth Sunday. And for those of you who God put on your heart, you don't have to wait to the fifth Sunday. You can just give a check anytime you want and just write in the notes, write missions. And then we will designate that to our missions, for our missionary, for Four Square Missions Press. You know, whatever you designated to. Okay, $83,040 went to personnel expenses, which is salary, benefits. So on our staff, there's Pastor Aaron and Tiffany. Is Tiffany out there? No, she's oversees our children's ministry. Okay, and then $19,007 went to facility expenses, which is our rent, our office. Anything to do to maintain this facility. 34,832, or 18.34%, went to our ministry expenses, which is men's, women's, children's, outreaches, movie nights, fun days, anything, you know, water baptism, picnics. And then 33,382, or 17.58%, went into our savings. All right. So that's what happened in 2017. Our pastors, including me, our Pastor Aaron, Pastor Dennis, who's sitting in the back. Can you raise your hand? Or can you stand up? That's Pastor Dennis. He takes care of our men's ministry. Pastor Aaron takes care of our front lines, which is our worship team, which, as you can see this morning, he is doing a fantastic job in bringing up and raising up people to sing. And I like how he's been getting some of the younger ones to participate, because we need the next generation to be a part of this. Yeah. Our council members, according to our bylaws, we need to have not less than 4, but not more than 8. So Johnny May Makua Conan-Jero just finished up her 1-year term. She had served very well, and we thank her for her dedication to this fellowship. She'll be taking a season off, but she will continue to volunteer in the office. She comes in every Monday and helps me with some of the bookkeeping, and I get to hang out with her. And every time we meet on Monday morning, our conversations always end up about food. It always turns from whatever's going on in the church to food. We have so much in common. Each of you have a ballot, yeah? And you can vote for one, for all, for none, whatever you want. We were asking that where's Vera? Could you stand up, Vera? We're going to ask that you would elect her as in place of Johnny May. Her husband is Norman. Vera serves on the worship team. Her and her husband always faithfully helping with the food. Just a wonderful addition to our family. So I'm asking that you would vote her in for a 1-year term. James, who just finished first of his 2-year term, so he's already in, so we don't have to vote for him. He's locked in anyway, because he helps with the coffee, he helps with the food. So he's locked in. He cannot go anywhere. He's chained to this church unless God speaks to me audibly, telling me, let him go. Sorry, James, you cannot go anywhere. And if you do go, we're still keeping your wife and your children. Sue just finished her first term, so we asked Sue Asano, who is right here. She's just a wonderful, wonderful person who loves the Lord. Yes, give her a hand. And we're asking to vote her in a 2-year term. John Cui just finished a 2-year term, so we're going to elect him for another 2-year term. Where's John? John is back there. Thank you, John. And Frank. Frank is not here today, but we're asking for another 2-year term. See, Frank, he plays ukulele on the worship team. His wife plays guitar. But Frank is also the chaplain at our racetrack. Isn't that wonderful? So that's part of his ministry. He gets to go down there on Sundays and take the word of God to these guys who are just pedal to the metal, going 200 miles an hour down the racetrack, man, you don't know what's going to happen. So he is down there taking the word of God to them. So that's what's going on here at New Hope East Hawaii. I have a few minutes left, so I'm going to just share with you the vision that God gave me for New Hope East Hawaii. God gave me a vision of New Hope East Hawaii as a hub in the community where our children can come and have safe after-school care and great mentoring in a godly atmosphere. A place where our elderly can come and hang out and do things. Where we can have marriage counseling, marriage classes, and all those. And yes, we do want a property one day. And I'm waiting on God to give us some land. So you can pray with me. God, give us some land. We want, 15, 20 acres, because our God is big enough to do that. Man, we can ask for 100 if you want to. But I don't know what we're going to do with 100. We can do something. And so in the meantime, while we're waiting for God to give us this land, we are saving up our money. So I think we have somewhere in the area of like $350,000 in our savings account. And if we get to do it, that is great. That is awesome. But if not, this generation, I'm looking at the guys with the gray hair out there, and I'm not looking at the ladies because they dye their hair, so. But I'm looking at, us older guys, you know, in the later 50s and the early 60s, we may not be here to do this, but we get to be what David was to Solomon. Get everything ready. And when Solomon came in, boom, he built the temple. So us older folks, we may not be the one to do it, but we will be the one to set up the next generation to do that. And that's the vision that God gave me 10 years ago of what New Hope East Hawaii can be. And yes, I would love to go put up a $15, $20 million building. But I've seen people who build that kind of churches, and the burden of the bill goes on the congregants, and it's like, man, I can't do that. So whatever little we can, we are putting in our reserves, earning interest, so that the next generation will be ready to build. Yes, we do spend money on people and invest in ministries and stuff, because we're not going to be burying everything we get in the ground and hiding it. We're going to invest in where God tells us to invest, in the people. But yet we're going to be frugal enough to put something away every month so that the next generation will not have such a heavy burden of a $15, $20 million mortgage on their backs, because that is very difficult. And I've seen people that happen to churches, and it's like, it's not fun. And then I will be here every week preaching about money, money, money. We have the money to build the building. The only problem is it's in your bank account. Not funny, right? It's not funny, yeah. So we don't want to do that to the next generation. We want to be good stewards of what we have now. Amen? So that's our New Hope East Hawaii. That's our accountability to you. We love you. We get to do this. So as you vote, just check off one or all. And Shaq, can we put a bucket on the greeting table so that you can drop your ballots in there at the end of service, please? If you don't have one, there should be some extras on the table. All right, so mark it off, drop it in the bucket. Ushers, could you get ready to pass the buckets? And if God has put it on your heart to give $5, $10, $15, or a dollar to help with the Hurricane Florence or Typhoon Mangkhut, whatever it happened, man, those guys got slammed badly. So if you, and Foursquare, there are sending out teams to these areas. So if you're going to write a check, please designate it to which one you want the relief to go to. If not, if you just put cash, I would assume it will go to Florence. But if you want to give cash, put it in a tithe envelope and mark the designated offerings. So let's pray. Lord, we pray that as we give to our brothers and sisters, family and friends who are on the East Coast or in the Philippines, Lord, as we give to the relief, let us not just give, but let us pray for them. Let us pray that your word would go out and touch the heart of every man, woman, child in this area, whether they're saved or not. But let them know that they have people who love them here in Hawaii. So as we give, Lord, bless the gift that it will go far beyond these borders to help those who have been affected by these storms. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, ushers. Thank you so much for your time and for your attention. Man, would you all stand? We're going to sing. What are we singing? That's why we praise him. Why do we praise him? Because he is good. Amen? Take it away, worship team.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.